Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K, and we back with another episode. We shall come together again. We're back up in this thing. We're back up in this thing. We're back in this thing. End song. What is up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K. We back. We've been gone for a minute. Hey, we've been gone. Why am I singing? I'm not supposed to be singing right now. This ain't a studio. But it is giving me studio vibes looking at this garage band and this microphone and all of these equipment, buttons and stuff like that. It's so funny. Maybe I'm having an epiphany. Maybe I'm having a flashback in my mind simultaneously. Anyway, we're back. Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast, y'all. Let me tell you something. Gathered isn't the word. It's not the word. I don't want to use it, but that's the only word that I have right now for you. Gathered. Let's just say that. I have been gathered by God like a bag of leaves. Gathered. Okay? But let me just tell y'all this. I changed the podcast from an episodic structure to a seasonal structure, because I honestly feel like this whole season thing is prophetic in itself. Like last season, season one, was a totally different spiritual season for me, and this season, season two, is a different spiritual season for me as well. So I would like to start coming to you guys in seasons and just why did I do that? ASMR. Should I do an ASMR podcast episode or no? Girl, stop playing. I'm coming to you guys straight from the gathering. The gathering that me and God performed, let's say that, performed on me. And the word today, and I sound like a pastor, the message that I want to give you guys, or this episode, let me just say this episode is all about, let me not say message, but this episode is all about, what is your power? I asked somebody that last night, actually, and the answer didn't identify the problem. Let me say that one more time, okay? The answer didn't identify the problem. I think a lot of times when we're asked this question, or when we think about this question, we think about something positive, right? We think of something, oh, my personality is my power. Oh, my sense of humor is my power. Oh, my ability to do is my power. And honestly, I ask the question from a place of concern. One, because as I've been self-reflecting on my journey with God and my journey just as a woman and growing, we have been talking about turning 30, which I'm turning 30 this year in November. Lord. And we were just talking about all of these different aspects of entering into your 30s. And while the conversation was good and juicy, girl, I just had to reflect and think of, I am coming into a whole new decade. What have I learned about myself? What have I learned about life? What obstacles have I faced that I've gotten over? What obstacles have I faced that I'm still trying to get over? And I asked that question, what's your power? Or what do you feel is your power to answer and identify something within that maybe you are still working on, maybe something that you have claimed, that you unknowingly claimed as your power and haven't identified that you've done that? So what I mean by that is, as I reflected, I thought about what gave me power, a sense of power. And power, I mean like what makes me confident, what makes me feel like I'm that. Power, like what gives me my identity, what fuels something in me, what fuels something inside of me, what do I identify with inside of me, what traits, what characteristics, what feeling, what emotion, what do I identify with inside of me that gives me a sense of identity? And I thought about my anger. When I was growing up, I was always the girl who maybe had gotten picked on, or maybe was just different, set apart. I would be talked about because I was too happy, because I was too live, because I was too talkative. They used to call me motor mouth when I was in grade school. And I guess the hurt and the rejection from people made me into a angry person, and it made me identify this power within me to sabotage someone's feelings or to make them feel rejection in the moment that I felt rejection. So I would take my personality, I would take my pettiness, I would take my anger, and I would try to hit the deepest part of your feelings. I would try to hurt you so bad to the point where you would never talk about me again, to where you would never make me feel rejected again. And for a long time, that had been me. I had just called it, oh, that's just me. Oh, well, you know how I am. Well, you know, if somebody ever tried to play me, oh, it's up. And as I was reflecting, I saw some of those traits or some of those images flash back into my mind as I was in the environment that I was in. And I asked the person, what's your power? Because I had identified something within me that I see within her. And I had discerned the two to try to get her to reach deep within her mind and her soul to see if she could identify with what I was trying to convey. So that leads me to asking you all, my listeners, what is your power? What has the enemy tricked you into believing is your power? What has he tricked you into believing that you have full control over? What has he allowed you to operate in that you self-identify as positive when really it's negative? When I used to act in this way, when I was hurt or rejected or just felt some type of way, oh, you trying to play me? Let's go. When I was acting in that way, that gave me a sense of entitlement. I identified as, oh, the girl that could never be played. I'm the girl that could never be rejected. I'm the girl that could never be this or that or whatever. And I started to feel like that was my power. So when situations and opportunities came, I would reach into that bag and pull out my power. But I'm here to tell you all, the enemy would love to keep you in a space of unawareness. He would love to make you think that surrounding your mind and your comprehension around such power as that, he would love to have you live and self-identify in that, to the point where if God tried to show you that this power that you've identified with for so long is wrong, is negative, is not of God, is not what he ordained you to be, that is not the type of person that he wants you to be, you're not going to receive it. Because you have already identified this thing as your power. Now, your anger may not be your power. Maybe it's your sexual endeavors. Maybe it's the fact that you know that that thing is, you know, ripe down there. You know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't make me talk nasty on here, okay? Because I'm not going to do it. I am saved, okay? All right. But you, do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we identify something negative, and we try to turn it and manipulate it into a positive for our self-indulgence. We try to identify the negative as a positive. And I'm here to tell you, whatever negative power that you felt for years is your weapon. I'm here to tell you that that weapon that you have been using is keeping you from progressing, is keeping you from growing, it's keeping you from identifying yourself as a child or a woman of God. It's keeping you from receiving what God has for you. It's keeping you from living a life of freedom in your mind, a life separated from the negative that you call a positive, that you've turned into a positive, that you've lived into a positive. The enemy would love to manipulate our minds and make us think that, oh, this is just me. No. As we live in pursuit, let me tell you one thing. Our power is not in anything that we've given ourselves. Our power and our authority comes from God. And when I say power and authority, what I used to do is use my anger as a weapon instead of using the word as a weapon. Our weapons are not carnal. Hello? Our weapons are not carnal. So why do we feel like this is my power? This is how I get over a breakup. This is how I mask the emotions. This is how I fight. This is how I roar. When your weapons are carnal, that's how you're going to think and that's how you're going to feel. But if your weapon is the word, you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So no word of intimidation, no fear, no anxiety, no rejection can harm you. It can't make you feel a type of way. Because you know that the moment you say out of your mouth a scripture or a word from God, and you believe that word, Nothing sways your emotions. Nothing gets you out of character. And a lot of times we like to hold on to that power that we self-identify with. We want to hold on to that power because it makes us feel good. Remember we were talking about feelings and our emotions in the last episode? That power is an emotion. It's a feeling. I feel empowered when I do this. I feel accepted when I do this. And God is saying, y'all are fighting with the wrong weapons. We are fighting with the wrong weapons. Let me just not say y'all. I've been in this situation as well. But now as I'm moving through the Bible and moving through this thing called life, living in pursuit of purpose, I can't self-identify anything within me as power. Anything that I can come up with, anything that I can come up with in my mind, in my heart, any desire that I can come up with, I can't claim that as my power. Because it either came from the enemy or it came from God. The anger either came from the enemy, the lust either came from the enemy, the rejection either came from the enemy. Whatever it may be, any negative thing that's in your heart, anything that makes you come out of character and operate in that way, that's not from God. And you've been fighting with a weapon. Come on. You've been fighting with a weapon that was not designed by God. And look, that's all I'm going to say. Let me find the scripture for y'all. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is the New International Version. Chapter 4, it says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Meaning the weapons that we have identified with are not the weapons of God. It's the weapons of the world. So the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So when we fight with the right weapons, this scripture is saying that as Christians, as believers, as people who have changed, as people who are living in pursuit of purpose, as people who have self-identified our old weapons as weapons of the world, you now have a better understanding that the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So when you think about rejection and you think about people being mean to you, you want to fight with a weapon that you've seen your mama fight with. You want to fight with a weapon that you've seen your daddy fight with. You want to fight with a weapon that your friends have fought with, instead of fighting with the word of God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I believe I'm quoting a different version than what I just read. I can't remember the version of it. But it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So that means that you can't demolish strongholds with your attitude. You can't demolish strongholds with your anger. You can't demolish strongholds with lust. You just can't do it. You demolish strongholds with the word of God. But if you don't know the word of God, that's how you're going to fight. Every time. Every time something comes up. Every time somebody rejects you or attempts to test you. Test you to go back to the old you, go back to the old bag. So if you don't know how to fight in the spirit and understand that these are spiritual battles that we're fighting, why are we trying to pick up carnal and tangible weapons to fight a spirit? A demon. A freaking principality, authority, ruler of the air, that's not going to work. You punch in the air. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. I just want you all to understand that when you identify your power within yourself as something that God has given you, you now come to an understanding that you've changed. You've really been renewed. You've been renewed and transformed. You've been transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have been made clean. You have been washed in His blood. You have been made new. You have been refined. When you no longer reach for the old weapons and you pick up the word and you fight a spirit with the Holy Spirit, you can identify where you are in life. And you can reflect and see where you're going, where you're headed. So as we grow and we mature and we get older, let's identify our power within as something that God truly gave us. Your kindness, your fruits of the Spirit is the power to me, in my personal opinion. Anytime you can identify your power as a fruit of the Spirit, joy, happiness, love. When you can identify your power as love, you know that God gave that to you. That's not something that you came up with. That's not something carnal. That's not something that was easy for you to control or grasp onto. Let's start identifying and correcting our minds and our thoughts and our willingness to let God exchange what we thought was our power for what He intended our power to be. Let's do that. As we live in pursuit, as we go after the things that God has given us and that He has showed us, the revelation and the visions that God has given us, as we pursue those things, as we live this life, let's start being real with ourselves. How about that? Let's start there. Let's just start being real with ourselves, real, and taking a deep dive into our identities. Pray that God shows you the identity that He wants you to have. Not this identity of, oh, this is how everyone is. This is how I've always been. This is how I act. This is what I learned when I was a child. This is what I was taught. Let's unlearn all that we can unlearn. And let's go to God and ask Him, God, is this something that You want to have? Is this something that You would allow me to have? If it's not, take it from me. Take it out of my heart. Take it out of my mind. Let me not self-identify with these things. Let me not hold on to these things anymore. Let me embrace and hold on to what You have for me. Let's start doing that, you guys. And that's all. That's all I wanted to say. Honestly, this was a word. Who is that? Y'all, I absolutely hate when people make noise in the morning. I hate when them stupid motor cars just can't get it together on the first ignition. I can't. That irks my nerves. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, why you got all that motor in your ignition? Like, what's going on? Why you doing all that? Go get you another car. But I love you guys. As we live in pursuit, let us live in truth. Okay? That's all I gotta say. I'm not, you know, I ain't saying nothing else. Until next week. Make sure you guys follow Living in Pursuit Podcast on Instagram. We have a whole new look. We have a whole new truth. We have a whole new look, a whole new identity. So if you guys would support us over there, make sure you follow your girl, Drea Story. And things are on the up and up. Let's just say that. Things are on the up and up, okay? So you don't want to miss anything. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.